Secretary of State Colin Powell leaves the Middle East today and returns home. He spent a week trying to negotiate a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians and trying to persuade Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to pull Israeli forces out of the West Bank. Apparently, he's accomplished neither. Two men who helped shape U.S. policy abroad are Senators Joseph Biden and Richard Lugar. Biden, a Democrat, chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Lugar, a Republican, is a senior member of the Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees, and both senators join me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Val.
What has Secretary Powell accomplished on this mission, Senator Biden?
I think it's premature to say. Most people are declaring this a failure, but I think that's premature to say that. Not everything's obvious in the Middle East. Arafat, the meeting by our time this morning with Arafat for 2 hours didn't seem to go well, but I think it's premature to say. I think they're going to have to move, though, regardless of what has or hasn't been accomplished, to an international conference or something like that that offers some political horizon to get beyond where we are at the moment.
Senator Lugar?
Well, certainly it was important that Secretary Powell went to the area. I think that was the correct decision by the president.
I agree.
At the same time, I agree with Senator Biden. The situation is at best inconclusive, in part because it would appear that Chairman Arafat does not have much of a base from which to negotiate anything, even if he were so disposed, and there's not a historical background for that. And secondly, the withdrawal by the Israelis is far from complete. And so as a result, some more time is going to have to take place here. It just seems to me important, however, and this would be a great temptation today to say the mission was a failure or not a failure, what have you. But this is an ongoing process. We're going to have to remain heavily engaged, and we all ought to get used to that. I'm certain Secretary Powell has, and the President by this point, and those of us who are supportive, at least, of their efforts in the Congress, so hopefully have that same mental cast.
Senator Biden, how do you respond to the criticism of the U.S. In Europe and elsewhere for its strong support of Israel and lack of support for the Palestinians?
Well, I don't make any apology for that, nor do I think we should. That's not the same as suggesting that we should not be in a position of, as Israel's friend, nudging them privately and telling them what we think their mistakes are and what we think what chances they have to take, as you would with any friend. But again, this notion of us having to somehow pretend on the 54th anniversary of the State of Israel that we're not their close friend would be a lie. But that doesn't suggest that we are not also the friend of the Palestinian people. And one of the things, I completely agree with Dick Lugar. I think the Secretary made the right decision in going. I wish that, I shouldn't say wish, I think it's going to have to be moved from this sort of tactical attempt to get incremental moves on each side to something larger that gives everyone in the region an opportunity to kind of climb off the horse they're riding at the moment here. But I'm confident the Secretary of State will stay with this. He'll have my support as long as he continues this effort. And again, it's just a little, I think it's premature to conclude that anything definitive, good or bad, is going to come from these initial encounters.
The U.S. support of Israel, Senator Lugar?
Well, of course, it's very strong, and it ought to be. Israel is a democracy. We have many, many ties historically with that fine state. I would just say that, likewise, we have an affinity with the Israeli fight against terrorism, and as a part of a larger context, we are engaged, really, in trying to root out all of the cells and all the affinity groups that have something to do with terrorism in the Middle East and throughout the world. Certainly that type of terrorism has been visited upon Israel, and I think we have to understand that and be working to eradicate it. Now, having said that, why, obviously, the context of this particular negotiation was narrower. We are also mindful of the need for stability of friendly Arab states, and a part of our diplomacy really still has to be of help to them, and that will, I suppose, be the context of the visit of Secretary Powell with President Mubarak, and maybe with others as he proceeds out.
Bob, can I make one other point? I base all of this notion upon the basic premise, if I'm wrong about this, then I think I'm wrong about everything, that the vast majority of the Palestinian people, as reflected in the polls, genuinely are prepared to live with the independent state of Israel and a peaceful Palestinian state. If that premise is wrong, then much of what I have suggested and what many of us think is probably in error. But that's the premise upon which I operate here. So our disagreements with Israel have tended always to be tactical disagreements, not agreements on the larger strategic notion of their independent right to exist and our willingness to support them in that effort and their fight against terror. But there'll always be disagreements as to how they go about fighting it. Israel always has to, in a sense, from our perspective, overreact, because if they fail to, everything's at stake. It's not like if we miss an opportunity here, we're at stake as a nation state. They are.
Is the crisis in the Middle East hurting U.S. efforts to build a coalition against terrorism, Senator Lugar?
Yes. Clearly, I wouldn't say it's a distraction, but it's a very, very important event at a time that we are concentrated and finally coming to grips with the fact that this effort of terrorism has been going on for quite some time. The fact that most of us aren't conversant about all the cells and all the countries and what have you doesn't excuse it, because we are now, and in the midst of all of this, to have a situation in which Saddam Hussein offers bounties of the normal for suicide bombers' families, or suggests that he might cut off oil while we're in a crisis here and so forth, really emphasizes an overall context of this that we can't escape.
Senator Biden.
I fully agree with everything Dick Lugar just said.
Israel identifies Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as a terrorist. Should the administration be negotiating with him, Senator Biden?
I think what the administration has to do is, it's presumptuous to me, that's not presumptuous. I could obviously be dead wrong about this, but look, There are clear evidence that Arafat has engaged in and or been complicitous with terrorist activity. And that's been his history, by the way, for three decades. But the question is here, how do you get beyond this spot? And in a sense, the reason why I keep pushing for this notion of a second Madrid conference, that is a conference where you bring in the Arab states, is there in a sense has to be a surrogate for the Palestinian people. And that has to be, it seems to me, engage the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and the other moderate Arab states with as not a substitute for Arafat, but as, in a sense, the firm backer for any deal that could come out of it. No one's going to trust Arafat alone any longer. And so I think that we've got to get beyond the personality. I think it's, in a sense, almost a distraction to keep focusing on whether Arafat and his objectives and his actions and Sharon's specific response to that. I think we sort of have to climb above that, because, you know, everybody says, let's wait and see who the successor is to Arafat before we deal. Well, the truth of the matter is that could be a year, 2 years, 5 years. In the long run, we'll all be dead here, as Keynes said. And so I think there has to be something to sort of jumpstart this beyond Arafat without eliminating Arafat.
Thank you both very much. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware and Republican Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana.